to today's podcast. Today we have Kate, who is originally from London, England, who is now living in a town called Denia. So welcome, Kate, to the show, and thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit about what life was like for you before you decided to move to Spain?
Sure. So me and my husband lived in London for pretty much our whole lives. Busy, hectic, just sort of loved the hustle and bustle of London, just down home. But a few years ago, we kind of, as we started getting older, we kind of wanted a bit more peace and quiet, just to be a bit more out in the countryside and just have a bit more kind of room, really, and quiet. So we moved to a little sailing town on the east coast of England, and we were there for 5 years. It was only really going to be, it's always a story, isn't it? We'll just stay here for a little bit, see what happens, and then 5 years later, it's like, oh my God, how did that happen? And I think that was quite a big move for us to move out of London. So once we'd done that, we then started thinking about, oh God, we've always actually wanted to live abroad. And there was no kind of date in the diary for that or anything. We just thought, well, when is that going to be? Mm-hmm. If not now, then when? So, we started thinking about where are we going to go? And we started making this list, which was Europe-based. We wanted to be near enough to sort of hop on a plane back to England to see family and friends and stuff. So, and for work. We just sort of started building this list, and it seemed like a real exciting kind of dream, like one of those things that's just like really far away. Mm-hmm. But the more and more decisions that we kind of made, you sort of think, oh, actually, this is really possible. We just sold our house and came out here. And here we are.
Okay, so how long have you been in Spain, and how did you find where you're at now? And where exactly is it?
So we moved, we drove here, drove over to Spain from England in November 2019. So we kind of landed, as it were, in Valencia, because we thought, well, we understand how cities work. You know, we've always lived in a city, and it seemed like an easy start to kind of, just a start point to kind of see where we want to go from there. November, December, January, February, 5 months later, COVID struck, and we then were in a lockdown in Valencia, which was just so weird and obviously not what we planned, obviously. And we were just thinking, this is so different now. And our idea was that we were going to sort of hop around a bit and try different places and then decide whether we want to kind of maybe buy a house or build a house, which is the kind of big plan. So we stayed in Valencia maybe a little longer than we planned because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And it was a shame that we didn't really get to see as much as we'd like. So we kind of left Valencia feeling like we want to go back and explore a little bit more, actually, because it's so beautiful. But again, always on this sort of quest for being by the sea, having sort of expansive country, you know, countryside around us. So we found this little town called Denia, which is about an hour and 10 minutes or so drive south of Valencia. It's on the coast, and you've got mountains on the other side. It's just so beautiful. And it feels like kind of just a world away from everything. It's a really stunning place to live. So we're here for now. We moved here in November.
Okay.
Last year. So yeah.
Excellent. And so what was one of the biggest obstacles that you've had to overcome with moving to Spain?
Aside from the language, which mm-hmm. neither me or my husband speak at all yet. I mean, we're learning, so super basic. Is really understanding how the country works, I suppose, you know, mm-hmm. how everything works, how Spanish people think, how systems work, you know, is different. And there is quite a lot of bureaucracy, and I mean, there is in the UK, of course, but it's sort of understanding that in a different culture was a kind mm-hmm. of, oh, what do we do? about this? And how does this work? I don't understand. And I think not really getting, not being able to get clear answers because of the language barrier as well has been tough. It's really luckily I have quite a few kind of mindfulness tools that I can use for patients in those moments, which has been really useful.
Excellent. What is the biggest surprise you had about Spanish culture?
Oh, the biggest surprise, I don't know really.
Maybe something you just kind of had to adjust to, or you just thought, wow, I didn't realize that's how they do something.
I suppose I knew that the pace was slower here, mm-hmm. which is part of the reason why we've moved mm-hmm. abroad. But I suppose to be around it and really feel it is another thing. It's another level, sort of knowing it intellectually and then actually living it was maybe something I hadn't quite planned for. Or maybe you can't plan for that. So that's been an adjustment for sure, but a nice one.
Right. And that is true. That's what I find talking with a lot of people is a good part of why they move is for a slower pace and to slow down. But the actual being in it and doing it isn't as easy as we think that it's going to be.
And I think we're so used to how we have lived, you know, so far, mm-hmm. Conditioning that we have and also the expectations of us that we have on ourselves and our lives and what we feel like we should be doing. And it kind of really, really brings things into sharp focus about mm-hmm. how you choose to live your life every day. That was unexpected. So even when we were back in Valencia, kind of during the lockdown, we had a bit more time. So because we had that pause, we couldn't go out to restaurants and museums and all that stuff.
Right.
There was time to really think and reflect on the choices that we make in our life and what we're doing and why we're doing it. So I guess, yeah, that was surprising.
Okay. Great. And so I know that obviously we're just still in restrictions in different areas and with the lockdown and everything that we've been having over the year. What have you found now are some of your favorite things to do where you're living now?
You can't beat walking down by the sea. It's just beautiful. Any time of day, any weather, it's just stunning. Or the mountains, hiking in the mountains is gorgeous as well. And the smells are beautiful. And again, any weather, it's always changing and mm-hmm. the shadows on the mountains, it's watchable all day.
Excellent. That's great. Are there a few things that you wished you would have known about Spain before you made the move?
I suppose in terms of sort of actual things to know, maybe not so much that, but actually a mindset that would be really useful, mm-hmm. I would say, is to just really take things as they come and don't try and rush anything. I'm a real kind of doer, planner, organized, like, let's go, this.
Right.
And it just doesn't fit in Spain. It just, you know, you end up getting frustrated and that's just, it kind of, then it starts to impact on your experience, I think. So
right.
I would say, take it slow would be my.
Okay, great. So then is there anything that you really miss from living in London, or even something that's like, oh, I wish I would have brought something with me that you don't have here or you can't find here?
Well, funnily enough, all of our stuff is in England still.
Okay.
We came over here with 3 suitcases when we drove over, and we still just got that. I mean, we bought a few things over the last sort of year or so, but not much. It makes you realize how little you actually need, mm-hmm. which has been great to discover that, because you always feel like you're going to be more attached to stuff than you actually are when it ends up being that you can't have it for over a year. It's like, okay.
Yeah, then you really think, did I really need it? If I've lived without it, sure, there's, you know, some conveniences and maybe a few little bits that we sort of miss. But to question, did I really need that?
Yeah, and I think if I can't even remember some of the stuff that we have, then definitely don't even need that for sure.
That's right. So Will, how often do you plan to go back to England?
Well, we were planning on sort of going back every few months. Just, mm-hmm. you know, it's so easy to hop on a plane. You know, it's 2 hours from either Valencia or Alicante now. But we're just taking it week at a time at the moment with the restrictions. We're on lockdown in Denia until mid-February. So we'll just see, you know, as soon as we can go back, we'll head back.
Right. Taking the risk, though, of getting stuck there.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Right now, we just don't know.
But I think the original, you know, if things settle down in the next sort of year or two, then we'll be going back every few months. But then we might feel differently then. So I think it's been really useful to be able to adjust our plans and how we feel about things as we go, actually. Because if you're too sort of stuck and rigid with what you wanted or what you expected from this experience, then, you know, it can lead to disappointment for sure.
Right. So what have you found to be one of the most frustrating things about living in Spain?
My level of Spanish. I didn't know any Spanish when we moved here. And so just been sort of learning kind of slowly as we've been going along. But I think being on lockdown and with the restrictions, it's been harder to practice. Obviously, you can't go out and
catch
people. So that's definitely been frustrating. And being able to, you know, when you have to make calls in Spanish or you have to have conversations with locals or whatever, that's frustrating, not being able to properly understand each other, for sure. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, again, sort of going back to that mindset of just, you know, taking your time.
Right. And like you said, too, through the whole restrictions and lockdowns and things being closed and nobody being out, it's not easy to be learning another language, you know, because you don't have somebody to practice with or correct the pronunciation. There's many times with my Spanish when I think I'm saying something right, and then somebody's correcting me, and I say it 3 or 4 times because I think I'm saying it right, but obviously I'm not pronouncing the word properly.
Yeah, that practice is really crucial, isn't it? Getting things wrong, and if you haven't got the opportunity to even do that, yeah, that's hard. But I guess, you know, knowing that everyone is in the same position, you know, a lot of people moved here last year, particularly because of Brexit, which was also partly what accelerated our choice to get moving, then we're not alone in that.
Right, and that adds a little bit more, I guess, I don't want to say unknown, but a little bit of unknown and obviously more paperwork and things that you now need or have to have because of the pre-Brexit. It was easy to travel back and forth, no problem. You could stay without any concerns and worries for a longer period of time, where now it's more the tourist visa issue. You're allowed 90 out of every 180 days and more documentation and paperwork for those who come from the UK who now want to stay in Spain or any other European country.
Yeah, that's been tough as well, just sort of understanding the system. And I think also not just that, but the system changes, like the rules have changed a little bit even in the last year, that with the withdrawal agreement. And I think a lot of people that worked in the offices that we were having to have appointments in also didn't really know the rules and new rules because they're so new. Mm-hmm. So that was really difficult to kind of navigate all of that. Another extra layer of fun on top of everything else.
Right. Well, hopefully for those who are still thinking about coming to Spain and moving, that those types of things will get ironed out a little bit better. Although I do know that the bureaucracy and paperwork is one of the most frustrating things with moving. And I'm sure it's very frustrating for people who are moving to Canada or moving to the UK. I've had to deal with it here in Spain, but obviously not in Canada because I'm from there. But hopefully things get a little bit better. But I've even experienced it just a week ago, I went and I had to get some documents done. And the lady told me that I needed to get this other document. So I went, I got it, and I had to wait a couple of weeks to get another appointment. I brought it back with all my other documents. And the next person that I saw, he said, no, you didn't have to have this document. So he said, like, the notary does what we do. You pay the notary, we do it for free. So you don't have to have both. Like it's, and I said, well, she told me I needed both. So it happens.
It really does. And I think anyone thinking, if they're thinking about moving here and that's really putting them off, I'd say, you know, it takes a bit longer. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really about that approach and mindset of just allowing it to be as it is. You know, that stress comes when we want it to be different. And
right.
So if we just let it go, it's like, okay, well, it's going to take me another month. Well,
mm-hmm.
if you kind of go with those expectations, then it can feel much easier.
And I tell myself too with it now, because I know, so if something, I make an appointment, I always think it's going to take 2 or 3 appointments. And if something takes a couple hours, or I feel like it should, it's going to take all day. And so now I just know if I have something to do, it's like, okay, that's going to take all day. Or, okay, I'm going to make this appointment and I'll probably need something else or something different. So I'll do it now. And then I'll have to make another appointment later, but that's just the way it's going to be. And if it doesn't happen that way and it gets done quicker, then I'm really surprised and happy.
Yeah, then it's all a bonus.
That's all right. And it's like, woohoo, it actually got done in one day. But I think, too, right now, what, as you said, it's made it a lot harder is with the whole COVID pandemic and the restrictions. So appointments are even harder to get. There's a lot of things that are unknown with Brexit. So that's added a few more challenges at this point in time. And hopefully, you know, moving forward into the future, things get settled with the pandemic, things get kind of settled with Brexit, and things will hopefully become a little bit more smoother for all of those documents and stuff that need to be done. But I still think it's worth it.
Definitely. And I think since moving here and since the pandemic has added on to Brexit and moving house and all that stuff, I've made a conscious effort to increase sort of practicing gratitude actually every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not hard to do that out here because it's just beautiful and there's so many things to feel grateful for, but
right.
to really make it a specific practice, because it makes, you know, it's been proven to increase our happiness when we do that in our brain. So that really helps. Adding that in.
Yeah, it definitely does. So what are a couple of tips or advice that you would give somebody who's listening, who's maybe thinking about moving to Spain, on the fence about it, maybe they're not quite sure?
Well, I would say to really remind yourself and connect to that, the reason why you want to go in the first place, because usually that's heart-led, you know, our hearts really, you know, desire these things, you know, for a reason. And all the other stuff is just details. It's just stuff. It's just a form or a procedure or an appointment, you know, and there's lots of people out here that can help with that. You know, we've had lots of help either through sort of Facebook groups or people that have done it. There's a great community of people that can help with advice and solicitors and all that. So there's all that community and support there for sure. It's just, I would just say, just take the plunge and don't overthink it. Just do it.
Yes, I agree. I think lots of times when we tend to start to overthink, we always start to think of the negatives instead of all of the positives. Well, that's great. Well, thank you very much, Kate, for your time and sharing your experience with us. And I'm glad you found the place that you love. And honestly, I didn't hear about that town. So I'm planning to do some more traveling through Spain this summer as restrictions lighten up and hopefully things get better. So it'll be a town that I definitely would like to check out, because I love going down, taking the train along the coast and visiting different places.
Great. Yeah, come down. It's very nice, beautiful. Thanks so much. It's great to talk to you, Sally. Thank you.
Thank you.